from San Francisco, California. This is the Rock and Roll Geek Show.
This is the story of my rock and roll butler.
Welcome to the Rock and Roll Geek Show. My name is Michael Butler. Thanks a lot for joining me. I really appreciate it. What is today? Wednesday, August 9th, 2023, and it's 3:13 p.m. I apologize for the noise. I'm in an air-conditioned room and also at the club where there's somebody blasting music. I hope you can hear me okay. So today I am in Fresno, California at a place called Fulton 55. I'm sitting in our green room, dressing room, and we just arrived. Last night's show was a lot of fun. Alex Kane is sitting right next to me. You want to say hi, Alex?
Hi, Alex.
What did you think of last night's show?
Having just met everybody about 2-3 days ago, I think we actually painted the walls with blood, and I think it's just the beginning of what could be a very formidable rock and roll thing coming everybody's way. I had so much fun, and it was nice to live in the primal essence of why I play. The primal essence of playing guitar, whereas a lot of the stuff that I'm doing now is more about like, oh, keep your shit together and don't fall over, whereas falling over and breaking stuff is encouraged with the Handsome Dick Manitoba, as you yourself found out yesterday.
There you go. Never at a loss for words, Alex Kane. So there's a review that was on somebody's Facebook. I don't know. I apologize to the person who left this review, but I don't remember your name, and I can't get off Backpack and go onto Facebook and look. So I copied and pasted in this into Backpack. Handsome Dick, this is the review. I'm going to read the review to you. So I apologize in advance that reading is not my forte. Have you heard this review yet, Alex?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm about to post it actually.
Okay. Who will save rock and roll, sang the Dictators on a 45 released at the turn of the century. And who would have expected this answer? Handsome Dick Manitoba, ex-frontman of those very Dictators, rising from the ashes to assemble a quartet of wild rock and roll animals ready to take on the world. Starting with a West Coast swing that began last night in Morro Bay, California, home appropriately enough to The Rock. A giant boulder that sits in the bay just blocks from a cozy joint called the Siren. By the way, there's a big rock in the middle of the bay, and it is gorgeous. Where HDM and his boys blew chunks last night in their very first gig ever. Now, blew chunks sounds to me like they threw up. That means they sucked? Maybe this guy thinks we sucked. Having met his new bandmates and rehearsed just in last week, only had two rehearsals, by the way. Manitoba has kept a low profile since being excluded from the recently reformed Mothership, which now features Taters founder bassist Andy Chernoff and ex-BOC drummer Albert Bouchard, singer-guitarist Keith Roth, and Monster League guitarist Ross the Boss. The original band's first album, Go Girl Crazy, was released in 75. All right, a little history. Released in 1975 with a cover shot of HDM in wrestler tights, ready to don his sequined robe and enter the ring to create mayhem. Oh, Craig just walked in. How you doing, Craig?
Hey, who's this?
This is the Rock and Roll Geek Show.
All right, hey, Rock and Roll Geek Show.
Hello, friends of Michael Butler. I know you guys are very loyal and send him to Cotty Money and all that sort of stuff. But
house money for five houses.
Right. Anyway, he deserves it. He's all right. But, you know.
All right.
Hello. Bye.
Okay. Back to the review. Now, nearly 50 years later, he enters wearing a similar robe, hooded and in shades, owning the stage from the get-go as the band rips into New York, New York. This sounds like a butt-kissing interview to me, and like somebody paid somebody off, but I didn't. I confess I had been braced for the worst beforehand, especially when I saw a guy carrying a guitar case outside, I don't have any beer, and maybe I better drink a beer, fuck it. I'm gonna open up a fine, they're warm, motherfucker. They're warm. Put one of these on ice. All right, I'm just gonna go into this dry-throated. All right, where am I? I confess I had been braced for the worst beforehand, especially when I saw a guy carrying a guitar case outside outside who looked like Wilford Brimley. Now, I don't know who Wilford Brimley is. I'm assuming he's an actor. I Googled his name, and a picture came up of an old man with a mustache. So it wasn't me who looks like Wilford Brimley. I don't know. Maybe one of the people who loaded in gear. I don't know. Sharonoff's reunited band had played L.A. recently opening for The Damned, but the YouTube clips and videos did not rekindle the flame, and I skipped the shows, deciding to keep my memories as one of the greatest American rock bands ever untarnished. The HDM thing happened serendipitously, and I was staying just down the road, and his Out of the Ring Facebook post piqued my curiosity. I knew going in it could be good or very bad. I'm here to tell you it wasn't good or bad. It was fantastic! Woo! The band, consisting of Michael Butler on bass, Craig Bearhorst on guitar, Andy Galley on drums, Alex Kane guitar, who by the end of the night had leaped onto a cocktail table to wail his solos. That means from here on out he's going to be leaping on tables for his solos, I can tell you that probably. The band didn't search, they just destroyed, knocking them out of the park one by one. Baby Let's Twist, Minnesota Strip, Slow Death, Next Big Thing, and more. Full set list down below. Young Guns, all, they were having the time of their lives, and it showed. Manitoba, always more frontman than singer, was terrific. He's older now, moves a tad slower. Who doesn't except that freak Mick Jagger and his Bronx beanie, Fu Manchu, sleeveless black muscle shirt, and tattooed arms. Look like Captain Lou Albano, wrestling guy. And that's a compliment. He sang the songs those of us who knew the meaning of DFFD understand and appreciate with power, style, and conviction. Because while Sharonoff, who wrote those songs, Handsome Dick Manitoba and Ross the Boss are the Dictators. They're certainly the face of the Dictators. This is my opinion. Michael Butler chiming in here. In fact, a sticker on one of the guitar amps last night said Friedman. Told you, reading it forte. That's Ross the Boss's surname. Ross Friedman is Ross the Boss's name. Respect. That's why Craig had Friedman on his amp, out of respect to Ross the Boss.
Absolutely.
He usually plays PV Deuces on stage,
but not easy.
Normally, but now he's playing Friedman in out of respect to Ross the Boss. Okay. HDM, a.k.a. Richard Bloom, also told a few stories among the Pignos. He plays Pignos, I'm sorry. HDM, a.k.a. Richard Bloom, also told a few stories among the song intros and transitions. Two Tub Man, first song the Dictators ever wrote. Stay With Me, closest we ever got to a hit. Cancel Culture, I call it Cancer Sultry, yet then told a poignant story about a loyal listener to his radio show calling to ask him not to say the word retard anymore because the man and his son loved the show and the boy had mental illness. And a wrenching mention of original Dictators rhythm guitarist and Del Lord's leader, Scott Top Ten Kempner, who after being diagnosed with early dementia several years ago is, quote, gone. According to his blood brother and friend, HDM. Yeah, I got him chiming in here again. When he said that story, it was kind of almost tear-jerking. I mean, there wasn't a dry eye in the fucking house. Except for one asshole who kept saying, shut up and keep playing. I'm bowing. Back to the reading. The Manitoba Five played four more gigs, play four more gigs. Actually, we play five more gigs on this California trip. Bay Area tonight, then Fresno. You see, he's mistaken. It's tonight's Fresno. Okay, but he says Bay Area tonight, then Fresno, Anaheim, Long Beach, bang, bang, bang. If you ever like the Dictators, go. If you love the Dictators, I don't have to tell you twice. They play the song. They play the Savage Beat faster and louder and kick out the jams. They will save rock and roll. All right, that's a very generous review, and I appreciate that, whoever wrote that. I'm going to give you my honest review now. I was nervous. Although Manitoba never shows it, I kind of, as I'm getting to know him, I kind of think he might have been a little bit, you know, because this is his first show in a long time and with a rocking band as the real, not real, but as the guy who owns the Dictator's name. came through town recently. I think he probably had a little bit in the back of his head, but the guy has so much fucking charisma, man. I mean, he's got more charisma in his fucking foot than I got in my entire body, than I could ever hope for. First three songs, the band was a little sloppy, but I think we kind of covered, you know, there were just some flubs on the intros and stuff, and we powwowed this morning at the hotel room and worked out those bugs. Hopefully you will not see those bugs tonight. But I was listening to Justin Hawkins' podcast yesterday about preparing for a tour, and he said that if you want to see a different show than, if you want to see a special show on any band's tour, go the first night. So last night, it was a small crowd, but Manitoba told long stories, and every one of them was touching, and he was speaking from the heart. It was really fucking awesome, man. I mean, I got emotional just standing back there watching him talk about this stuff, and yeah, it was very special. Hopefully, you got to be there to see it. So we'll see how tonight and the rest of the nights go. Hopefully the band will play tighter than ever, and it's a great club. I mean, this place holds 500. I know there's not gonna be 500 people here, but if there's a few people in front of the stage, we were told not to expect big crowds on the first two nights, so hopefully from here on out it'll be good. But as long as there were hardcore Manitoba fans there last night, and that was in Morro Bay, California, this little fishing village. This is Fresno, a little bit bigger of a town, and the guy that's helping us out with this, John Capitan, is a retired judge. He was a singer in a Dictators tribute band out of Fresno. So maybe there's Dictators fans here, we'll see. All right, friends, that is the review of this, of the first night. We all had a good time. I'm a little tired, as you know, the first night. We got up, I had a restless night's sleep in the Motel 6, thinking about the covers. I didn't want to take the covers off the bed because then would have been all the sheets. I gotta take a sip of this water. I wish this beer was cold. I usually bring my own beer, but I don't have any more left. Let me take a sip of this fine water. So if you're in Fresno tonight, I hope to see you. I hope you say hi. It's fun so far. I know this is going to be over before it starts, but I'm having a really good time, and I think everybody else is too, and it's really nice. It's really nice playing with Handsome Dick Manitoba. The guy is just a fucking sweetheart, and he wears his heart on his sleeve, and he's the real, real deal. See him while you can, friends, because cherish our legends while they're still around, because who knows how much longer they could. You know, I hope Manitoba stays around forever, but see him while you can with a good rockin' band, okay? All right, that's gonna do it for today. I spun the iTunes wheel and came up with something from the 70s, a band called The Gods. Nothing is Sacred is the name of the album. This song is called Rock Your Socks Off, off spelled A-U-F, like off Wiedersehen, or off Wiedersehen. Thank you for the donations. Please keep the donations coming. I got a donation yesterday from, remember I told the sperm bank story. I'm not gonna say her name, but, her name begins with an M. I'm gonna keep her name, because I don't know if she wants me to say it. I'll ask her next time she emailed me or something. But she Venmo'd me $50 right after yesterday's, Dog Days episode. By the way, this is the Dog Days of Podcasting episode 9, where I attempt to do a show a day for the entire month of August. Where was I going? Oh, thank you for the donations, everybody, and thank you to the mom of my, you know what? Okay, enough of that. thank you to the mom of the lovely daughter who was conceived through artificial insemination. Is that what they do at the sperm banks? I don't know. But hey, I helped to bring a beautiful person into the world, and that's a good thing. Thank you for the donations. Please keep them coming. Links at rockandrollgeek.com, where you can find the show as well. You can find me on the Twitter, R&R Geek. Find me on the Facebook, R&R Geek. Go to the Rock and Roll Geek Facebook group, where there's so much rock content being posted all the time by people more knowledgeable than your friend here, Michael Butler. Find me on the Instagram, Rock and Roll Geek Don't Ask. I'm posting pictures as we go on this tour a lot. So follow along, friends, with your friend Michael Butler. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Here is the Gods. Rock your socks off.
It's a rock and roll geek train wreck.